Reputation.com. Reputation.com can remove unwanted Google links and delete personal information and help clients promote and market themselves and their businesses online. Learn more at Reputation.com and by Medtronic, working across borders, disciplines, and industries to deliver medical technology solutions that help improve healthcare. More at Medtronic.com. Medtronic, innovating for life.
World Briefing from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from the Seaboat in Champaign, with a Southern-style menu that features catfish, chicken, shrimp, sandwiches, dinners, and more, available for carryout, delivery, and catering. The Seaboat on West Kirby, across from County Market. Delivery and catering services available at 351-6200.
It's 12:31. This is the Afternoon Magazine from Illinois Public Media. I'm Celeste Quinn. Jason Croft is our technical director. In WILL news at this hour, Caterpillar has ruled Illinois out of plans to relocate a factory and 1,400 jobs from Japan. The Peoria-based heavy equipment maker cited both logistical problems and ongoing concerns about the state's business climate. Caterpillar laid out its decision yesterday in an email to leaders in Peoria County. The county was one of about a dozen Illinois locations trying to win the new plant. In the email, the company says it considered factors including port access and labor markets in deciding Illinois will not work. The email also says a key factor was proximity to Caterpillar's division headquarters in Cary, North Carolina. Caterpillar spokesman Jim Dugan would only say today that a location will be announced by April 1st. Champaign City Council members have narrowly approved a 4-cent per gallon gas tax for road improvements. The 5-4 vote came after the plan was endorsed last night by local contractors, indicating the $60 million in needed infrastructure would also be a boost to the local economy, bringing jobs to the region. But the plan also saw opposition from residents struggling with the economy and those who sell gas. Mark Gray of Thornton's on Mattis Avenue says the hike at the pump will hurt the store's ability to market other products.
When you look for a day with our company, very, very small what we make on gas compared to what we make on other things inside the store. Matter of fact, we use the gas price sign to drive our business into our store, hoping that the consumer comes in and buys other things while they're in there.
City Council member Tom Bruno called the measure one of shared sacrifice among residents so future generations will have well-maintained roads. Council member Will Kyle says he's opposed to the timing of it, noting a stormwater utility fee is expected to come before the council soon. Council members Kyle Harrison, Bruno, Michael Ledoux, and Mayor Don Girard also supported the measure, while Deb Frank Finan, Karen Foster, and Paul Faraci joined Kyle's in voting against the motor fuel tax. It takes effect in May. Also last night, the council rejected bringing in an outside firm to investigate a June campus town arrest and the police department's use of force policy. The plan failed on a 6-3 vote. Illinois Public Media's Jeff Bossert has more.
It would have been the fourth such review after Champaign Police, Illinois State Police, and the FBI all said the arresting officer didn't commit any violations. Some public comments supported hiring a consultant, just not at the $85,000 price tag the city manager was requesting. That included emotional testimony from the mother of the college-age African-American picked up for jaywalking June 5th. Tammy Ward says she appreciates the gesture, but any violations on the part of the officer should have been discovered locally.
When we did the initial citizens report, it was not looked into the way it was supposed to. And that was the biggest argument out of all the community people that once they, when they do their thing, that's the reason why we need a citizen review board.
The arrest dash cam video leaked online showed the young man was pepper sprayed and the officer was seen putting his hands on the neck of the arrestee in the patrol car's back seat. Councilmember Tom Bruno says if anyone should have sought an investigation, it should be the officers themselves looking to vindicate their work.
That's the part that's mind-boggling to me. If you did your work right, as I suspect you did, why not welcome an investigation, one real investigation?
City Manager Steve Carter says an internal investigation of the incident will continue. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.
A teacher at St. Joseph Ogden High School has been arrested for having sexual contact with three former students within the last decade. According to the Champaign County Sheriff's Office, John Jameson of Fairmount has been charged with criminal sexual assault. The alleged incidents occurred between 2002 and 2006. The sheriff's office says it is continuing its investigation. Two counties in central Illinois plan to house prisoners from the Chicago area and federal inmates under programs to raise money. The Bloomington Pantograph reports today that DeWitt County Jail will take inmates from Cook County beginning in the next couple of weeks. It will house up to 15 prisoners at $50 a day. DeWitt County has housed federal prisoners for 15 years, but the federal inmate population has declined. Nearby Livingston County hopes to start housing federal inmates soon for a still undetermined fee. The 152-bed jail there opened in 2005 and has an average of 100 empty beds per day. Illinois lawmakers and parents alike are wary of Governor Pat Quinn's plans to close a mental hospital and a center for the developmentally disabled. The administration presented its concept to a legislative commission yesterday. Amanda Vinicky reports.
Quinn wants to close the Tinley Park Mental Health Center and the Jacksonville Developmental Center. It's partially a money-saving venture, but also a movement that gets patients out of institutions and into community settings like group homes. Advocates for the developmentally disabled laud the change, but Sharon Pfeiffer, who's from Cantrell, says she's concerned about her daughter, who's lived at the Jacksonville Center since 2001. Pfeiffer says her daughter is cared for by a nurse because she's fed through a stomach tube, she aspirates, and has a history of pneumonia.
I think that she needs the nursing care rather than a person being paid $9.50 with no medical background.
Pfeiffer and other patients are skeptical of the Quinn administration's promises that patients unfit for group homes can move to other state institutions. Legislators are skeptical, too, particularly of how Illinois can afford the switch. The administration says details will come when Quinn gives his budget address in a couple weeks. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
And at 12:36, that's our noon hour look at WILL News. Our next report comes this afternoon at 4:30 during All Things Considered.
Programs on WILL are made possible by the Illinois Professional Science Master's programs on the Urbana-Champaign campus, offering graduate degrees that combine science and business, including the program in plant biology. More information is available at 217-265-5363 or on the web at psm.illinois.edu.